Well, I remember 69 when, as far as RFK, in 69, well, 69 through 72, and RFK with the high schools, they used to have what they call the Turkey Bowl. And
they still do, right? Don't they do that?
I think, but I think they have it in, they don't have it in RFK anymore. But the Turkey Bowl, I was fortunate enough to play football for Dunbar, and we went to the championship 3 years straight in a row. And we played Eastern High School 3 years in a row, and we lost the three in a row to Eastern in the Turkey Bowl at RFK, 3 years straight. I'll never forget. It was amazing because we had what we thought we were the best in the nation. And we had a quarterback that he was in Parade magazine as the top high school player in the nation. And he was the first black quarterback to go to Ohio State University under Woody Hayes. His name was Cornelius Green. And he just happened to have a running back named Archie Griffin, who happened to win the Heisman Trophy. He's the only college player to win the Heisman Trophy two times in a row, 2 years straight. So the Cowboys drafted Cornelius when he graduated from Ohio State. And at that particular time, during those years, they didn't really want any black quarterbacks. If you was a black quarterback in America, they would change you either to safety or defensive end or wide receiver or something like that. Because during those years, we only had two black quarterbacks in the NFL. And that was Herb Gilliam of the Steelers and James Harris of the Rams. Those were only two black quarterbacks in the NFL. So, of course, Cornelius, he fizzled out. Yeah. He was used to playing quarterback. He was All-American.